When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, BearCreekArsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Hope all of you are having fantastic Thursdays, wherever you may be across this great country or this great land. We are getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. Buck, you're going to be rolling out tomorrow for a long weekend. I know a lot of people out there probably listening to us right now also planning a variety of travel situations. I'll be at Little League Baseball Parks wild Memorial Day weekend here. We've been talking throughout the entire first hour of this program about the situation in Texas, the fallout. By the way, thank you to all who have reached out, emailed, tweeted, messaged, called. Fabulous response from you guys as we try to unpack some of the facts and examine and understand what's going on. While this Texas school shooting is an unbelievable tragedy, it's actually reflective of larger issues that are going on in society in this way. We are dealing right now with an unprecedented level of violence in our cities and in our states and in our communities. And school shootings are a tiny pinprick of the overall murders of children that are occurring every single day all over this country. In fact, the data reflects, I believe it was released in the last day or so, that the number one cause of death for young children is murder by gunshot and or suicide and or accidental discharge, all these different ways. It has now passed, I believe, car accidents to become the number one cause of death for young children in America. And we talk about shootings in this nation very rarely on a day-to-day basis. And I was on Sean Hannity last night, Buck, and Sean Hannity pointed out and started to run through the list of all the victims of violence in this country. And he asked the question, why did Barack Obama and Joe Biden, when they were president and vice president, spend so little time talking about what had become a skyrocketing rate of violence in America when it was happening in inner cities? And the answer, unfortunately, is not just to blame those politicians, but also to talk about the way that the narrative is shaped. All victims of violence are not created equal. The story of who is killed and who kills them often is what creates the dynamic by which the media feeding frenzy arises. Inner city neighborhoods, inner city shootings are mostly ignored unless there is a white police officer involved or unless there is a domestic terrorist, white supremacist involved, for the most part, these shootings are ignored. And I thought that was epitomized in a big way by what Barack Obama tweeted yesterday, Buck. You saw this. I saw this. I'll read you directly from his Twitter, and I'll get your reaction, Buck. As we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer. His killing stays with us all to this day, especially those who loved him. And then he's got a thread about George Floyd behind it. But Obama is being crushed by many people for how just out of touch this comparison is to link George Floyd to all of these young, innocent elementary school children is particularly distasteful. And Buck, it's evidence of what Democrats do. They effectively victim shop. And when they find a victim that they want to pay a lot of attention to, they shine a bright light on them. But the vast majority of victims out there get no attention. They get no respect. They get no hope for their crimes to be solved.
In the same way that Democrats insist on politics in everything in our society, sports, TV, movies, you name it, everything, corporate America, yes, in the boardroom, politics is infused into everything for them. They want no place where there isn't a political angle, a political struggle that is playing out. Everything is also used by the left as an opportunity for politics. Every chance they get, they will say, you know what, let's use this to our political advantage. Doesn't matter what it is. And we saw this, I think, in this particular tragedy, almost in a way that it was faster to me than I can remember. I mean, I know the Buffalo mass murder also just occurred, but the speed with which the Democrats and, you know, Joe Biden going on TV that night to make very political statements all across the board, they've used this, they've leveraged this to try to push a narrative that will enhance their power. And Clay, I mean, for Obama to take this, to try to tie Uvalde into George Floyd, what is the possible? I mean, let's just look at some facts. We're still as a country trying to process the unimaginable grief of the families who lost children, of the community that has been shattered. We're still trying to deal with little kids being murdered by a lunatic. And Obama wants to bring up now to his, I don't know, 80 million, 100 million Twitter followers, clearly has a still an enormous platform. George Floyd. George Floyd was somebody who, yes, law enforcement, it was found in a court, used excessive force against George Floyd. George Floyd held a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman during a home invasion. George Floyd was an adult male who had committed many crimes previously, and law enforcement force against George Floyd has absolutely nothing to do with what we see here in Uvalde. But this is the Democrat mentality on display. And it is, oh, people are emotional and upset right now. Use this for what we want. Use this for what we're trying to achieve. It doesn't matter, honestly, how exploitative and grotesque it is. I mean, Obama's tweet was not only tone deaf, it's moronic, too, because you look at what happened after. We've talked about this so many times. The legacy of the Democrats and the BLM movement after George Floyd is a few thousand additional murders, disproportionately, by the way, of young black males in America in the last 2 years. That is the legacy of the BLM movement. The legacy of the BLM movement is no member of my own family will even get on a subway in New York City now, because every day we see another video of some complete lunatic punching an old lady in the face, grabbing somebody's bag, exposing, you know, their genitalia. I mean, doing crazy stuff. And the Democrats are, oh, we don't want to be, you know, we can't send the police to clean things up. That's going to look bad. It's outrageous what they've done to this country under the banner of social justice, under the banner of undoing racial injustice in the past.
They're just destructive.
I think what happened on the tweet was they were all geared up for the 2-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. And then Uvalde happened. And somebody said, well, you shouldn't send this tweet without mentioning Uvalde. It was already written, already drafted by his team. And then they put that out in a totally ham-handed fashion. Buck, on that, I'm glad you brought up the subway, by the way. I'm coming up to New York next month, right? We're having an event in New York. My wife is coming up too. Usually, I think every other time I've ever been to New York, at some point I've gotten on the subway. Last night I was talking to my wife. I was like, hey, whatever you do, do not get on the New York City subway. I just based on all of the viral videos that come out, I feel like every day, the one that was going around yesterday, Buck, did you see this? I mean, it was a crazed man attacking two women on a subway car. People were filming, not doing anything.
I'm not even sure if we saw the same video, Clay. I'm being sure because there are so many of these videos. I think that is the video that I saw, but there's other video going around right now of another assault on the subway. And we just had a murder on the subway on Sunday of somebody who is, you know, as I said, this guy is, you know, like the American dream. He's a, you know, self-made guy. He's trying, you know, he's a Goldman Sachs employee. He's just trying to go to brunch on Sunday. You know, comes, he's a Hispanic. He's got a, you know, loving family, and he's murdered by some lunatic who has 19 criminal convictions.
What
does Obama have to say about that, by the way, Clay? Can I ask, where's Obama on that one?
No, nobody. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. When they victim shop, they don't actually talk about any victims that have anything other to do. Like if there is a death in New York City, I mean, it's the same reason why Joe Biden didn't go to Waukesha, right? Joe Biden can get on immediately get to Buffalo after the shooting that occurs there. He can immediately evidently go down to Texas after the shooting that occurs there. But a black guy drives an SUV through a Christmas parade, kills tons of white people. Joe Biden can't find the time to go there. It's pretty transparent and clear, and it's sad, but identity politics requires Democrats to sell the idea of, hey, white people are uniquely committing crimes. It's white terrorism. It's white supremacy in an effort to try to drive up the black vote. And if a black person commits a crime, Joe Biden didn't travel to New York after the black guy shot up the subway. He's not commenting on the black guy who shot the Hispanic Goldman Sachs employee. He didn't show up in Waukesha after a black guy drives through a Christmas parade and kills a kid and many other people and wounds, I think, over 60 people. He didn't have the time to do that because the person who was committing the crime doesn't fit his narrative. And this is how disgusting things have become, Buck. You know this. Every time there's an act of mass violence, social media rushes to find out who it was. And people are like, I hope it was a white dude. If you are a white supremacist hating left winger, first thing you thought when you heard there was a school shooting in Texas was, I bet it was a white guy. I hope it was a white guy so I can turn this into a white supremacy issue. That's what social media does. It turns everybody into hunters to try to find whatever they believe evidence for it. And there's always, this is my argument for a long time, Buck, whatever you believe, it's happening somewhere in America today, right? Because we have 330 million of us. Every single day, whatever you believe, there is evidence that it's occurring. And why the media is so fundamentally dishonest very often is they cherry pick stories to spread narratives which don't accurately reflect what's actually taking place in the country on a day-to-day basis. It's infuriating.
Mass shootings, as much as they get a lot of media attention, and obviously in the immediate aftermath of one as heinous as this, it is entirely understandable why there's such a national focus on it. But if you're looking at data and stopping murders,
yes,
mass shootings are less than 1% of homicides nationwide. Nobody will contest that. Nobody will say otherwise because the data is so very, very clear on this. So why are we seeing so much more violence in the last 2 years than we had in previous years? You look at this, and it is the direct result of policy decisions that yes. have been made about how we view and treat our law enforcement, the criminal justice system, most notably prosecutors and, yes, judges. This was pushed by Democrats, by leftists, by cultural Marxists in our society who decided that, you know, criminals were being too rough on them. It's we're too harsh on criminals and our system is racist. So we have to change the system dramatically in a way so that it's not racist. You say, well, hold on a second. The system is just meant to protect people from being the victims of crimes and to punish those who commit crimes, irrespective of these social justice
right.
considerations that the left tries to make everything about. And we see what the results are. I mean, so for Obama to 2 years into this, with all the data we have, pretend like the BLM movement, which is just a Democrat faction, isn't responsible for more death, more misery,
thousands
more anarchy.
Of additional people dead.
I mean, you know, I would love the opportunity. I mean, Barack Obama would never debate me on anything, right? He's too important. But this is a debate that they would get anybody, honestly, at this point, because we have the data now. I mean, we
yes.
were making the case before. Now it's look at what's happened. And they'll say, oh, it was COVID. No, it's not. Liars. It's not because of COVID. Oh, it's because of what exactly? Oh, guns. There's not. Oh, there's suddenly there were, you know, 400 million guns in American hands 3 years ago, Clay. What changed? This is why, folks, you can't let them get their way on the left, because by the time we all suffer and figure out how wrong they are, they've moved on to something else. We do have some politics to discuss with our friend candidate Mo Brooks here in a little bit. We will have him joining, and we've got a lot more to talk to you about. On 9/11/2001, this nation suffered the worst terrorist attack on our soil. Since then, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting compact homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome back into the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Wokeness is all around, and it's amazing the ways that it shows up. There was that time when somebody who had opened a very successful burrito truck in Portland, Oregon, some years ago, was told by the left that he was no longer, because he was white, allowed to sell burritos. And even got death threats, so he shut down his burrito, you know, because trucks, food pods are very...
How dare you decide to have a burrito and be a white guy?
I want everyone to be very clear on this. Cultural appropriation is not a thing.
Yes.
Anytime someone says there's cultural appropriation, tell them to shut up and learn about culture and history, because everyone's always appropriating culture from everybody all the time. But this is kind of a funny one. I know, Clay, your team has a story up on Outkick.com about it. The word chief will no longer be used in reference to job titles in the San Francisco Unified School District because school officials say the word has connotations with Native Americans. They don't know what they're going to replace it with. The word chief comes from the French word chef, everybody. Has nothing to do with it. Now, you could say, well, we've referred to people in Native American culture as chief. We've referred to a lot of people as chief and chief of staff and chief of a lot of things. Comes
chief
from
executive
chef.
Officer.
It is French.
Also, usually a positive association, right? Most people want to be the chief.
I call
you
my dad chief.
You want to be the head of a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a perfect example of the San Francisco School Board. For all of the places out there where people are crazy, is it possible that the San Francisco School Board is the apex of insanity in American political life? I think there's an argument there, Buck, that nobody is crazier than they are.
The Pacific Northwest is one of the most beautiful places
it's so amazing.
In the whole world. Can we take it back from the psycho libs? Like, can we just have some normalcy?
I love San Francisco. I love Seattle. I mean, it is really such a beautiful area, and we've just allowed the left-wing loons to destroy it. It's awful. Inflation is continuing to give all sorts of economic harm on Americans everywhere. In fact, everything gets more expensive, it feels like, every single day. But you might be spending time going to the cheaper gas station. You might be buying generics instead of non-generic products in a grocery store, clipping coupons. How much time are you spending on what is likely the biggest expense of your life and your family's overall expenditures on a day-to-day basis? Probably not as much as you should. In as little as 10 minutes, you could save six figures by calling American Financing, 800-777-8109. Again, one call that takes 10 minutes could save you $100,000 or more over the life of your loan. Do the call today, 800-777-8109, AmericanFinancing.net. Do it today. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Encourage all of you. Now's a good time. Go sign up for the podcast. You can search out my name at Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. You can also go subscribe to us on YouTube. You got kids, maybe we're going to start popping up every now and then with the YouTube algorithm. They spend a lot of time there. And you can find us on Twitter at Clay Travis, at Buck Sexton. Good time to get signed up for the show as Memorial Day weekend is getting closer. A lot of you are going to be on the road. Maybe you're going to be needing something to listen to while you're driving the family around. Maybe you're not going to be in your traditional city, so you might miss the show. Just go ahead and sign up for the podcast. You won't miss a minute of anything. And Buck, as we're kind of breaking down the larger discussion surrounding shootings in America. We mentioned that Barack Obama had sent out an ill-timed and incredibly inarticulate combination tweet where he tried to mention the shooting in Uvalde and tie it into George Floyd. Joe Biden is, it's disgusting the degree to which Democrats are desperate to terrify black people and convince them that there are white supremacists and KKK hooded henchmen hiding behind every corner, and that they could die at any moment at the hand of domestic terrorism on the basis of white supremacy. It's just not true. It's a lie. But it is an essence of the Democrat Party platform right now, which basically boils down to identity politics, i.e., if you are a particular identity, you have to vote for us. And cancel culture, which is, if you aren't a member of our party, we're going to try to destroy you for anything you say that is in the remotest bit controversial, while they get to define controversy. But listen to Joe Biden yesterday spreading more lies about the dangers that black people face in America. Listen to this.
As we've seen all too often, public trust is frayed and broken, and that undermines public safety. The families here today and across the country who have had to ask, why this nation? Why so many black Americans wake up knowing they could lose their life in the course of just living their life today? Simply jogging, shopping, sleeping at home. Whether they made headlines or not, lost souls gone too soon. Members of Congress, including many here today, like Senator Cory Booker and Congressman Karen Bass, alongside members of the Congressional Black Caucus, House and Senate Judiciary Committees, spent countless hours on the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act to find a better answer to that question.
It's just a lie, Buck. Black people are not in danger from white people statistically, from police officers statistically. This is the big lie. You want to talk about big lies? Democrats love to talk about big lies. This is the big lie that BLM is trying to sell that is directly leading to thousands of black people who would otherwise be alive being dead today. The true irony of the BLM protest, despite the fact that almost no media will discuss it, is that BLM has caused thousands of black men and women who would otherwise be alive to be dead because crime has skyrocketed and they're the overwhelming victims of it. Most of that crime, by the way, black on black violence. And the people who helped to stop that crime from happening, black, white, Asian, Hispanic police officers all over the country, they've been turned into the enemy.
Joe Biden is a shameless panderer. For his entire career, that is what Joe Biden does. He just says whatever he thinks will play to the audience that he's speaking to of Democrats. And on the issue of criminal justice right now, they do not have anything to show for all the talk that happened. And look, this is something, it's a reminder for everybody. There was a focus in the Trump White House and some victory laps even on criminal justice reform. There wasn't enough of a focus on, well, what are we really reforming here? What's really going on? Because for every person that they then commuted a sentence of, let's say, and you know, I'm in favor of that, right? If someone has a nonviolent drug crime, they got hit with a really, really long sentence and
agreed,
they say reform, I was in
yes.
favor of that. But while there was a focus on that, and this was happening even to the Trump administration, there wasn't enough attention paid to, hey, what's going on with all these Soros-backed prosecutors? And by the way, that's not some conspiracy theory. Prosecutors in major cities and jurisdictions all across the country have gotten large donations for, usually a district attorney campaign is not something that draws a lot of money, right? People are like, I'm not going to give to that guy or gal because I'm not going to break the law. So what do I care who the DA
yeah,
is,
right.
really? Usually there's not. Now, people are focusing in on a lot more currently than they used to. But Soros wrote checks to these different district attorneys, and their basic attitude is, look, you know, if someone needs to be able to get arrested 30 or 40 times, if someone's bludgeoning old ladies with rusty lead pipes on the street because they're having a bad day, we don't want to be too rough on them. That's wrong. And oh, by the way, if there's a disparate impact on minority communities from the enforcement of the law, that's racist. See, I think conservatives take a very different perspective on this, Clay. And this is true of, I mean, this was true when I was working in the NYPD, which, by the way, is about, I think, about 40, 45% minority right now. It's a very heavily minority police force. Might even be more than that now. Their attitude is we enforce the law, and we enforce the law in all communities and including in minority communities, irrespective of what the final demographic information says about who we're arresting. Because if we're in an all black almost entirely black neighborhood, entirely Hispanic neighborhood, whatever the case may be, we're protecting the 99% of
yes.
law abiding good people in the community from the 1% who prey on them. And that's the case. They know this. Clay, there are, if you go to any precinct in New York City and you sit down, you speak to there are intelligence division officers that work with these precincts. Who are the guys that are shooting people and robbing people in your community? What are the gangs that are active? They know.
Yeah.
And it's less than 1% of, and then talk about the worst communities.
Yeah.
So you can protect the 99% of people, and just do what law enforcement needs to do, irrespective of whatever that means in terms of the arrest, you know, what the arrest percentages are, or you can take the left's point of view, which is we need to balance things out more, and that means less arrests across the board.
I also, anybody out there who responds and says police are racist, I would ask you to respond this way. Are they sexist? Because the vast majority of people that are getting arrested by police are men. So the argument of, oh, police are behaving in a racist fashion, we hear that all the time. Well, the percentage of arrests, something like 95% male. So given the fact that the population's roughly 50-50, why wouldn't you argue that police are sexist? The reality is police go after whoever the criminals are, right? And that's how they protect us. But it's amazing, Buck, the silence that you'll get when you hit people with that stat. You're really focused. Just next time somebody says, you know, policing is very racist in this country, I would say, okay, well, isn't it super sexist way more than it's racist? Because 95% plus of the people being arrested for yeah. violent crimes in this country are male. Why are police ignoring all these women who are committing crimes?
Misandry is hatred of men, right? Misogyny is antagonism toward
yeah.
women, and misandry, I think, is toward men.
I think
men.
You're right, although that's a word that nobody ever hears.
Yeah, because it's not yeah. really a thing. But I think it technically exists. And if you took the left's point of view on this, laws against homicide, because of their disproportionate impact on men,
yes.
who are the ones who commit homicide, the leftist point of view, the leftist framing of these issues would be laws against homicide are an example of man hatred or misandry.
Systemic anti-masculinity.
Right? I mean, they'd probably get excited about that, though. Systemic anti-masculinity. I mean, really, The credo of the left is the credo of the beta male overwhelming.
Well, yeah, and look, Buck, I mean, one of the big topics of conversation I think a lot of people are having out there is how much of our young, angry men problem, because I think it is fair to say that there are a lot of young, angry men in America right now. How much is it about demonizing men in general? How much is it about absent fathers? How much is it about a crisis of masculinity? I think that's real in this country across white, black, Asian, Hispanic. We have so demonized men that we have created a generation of men who don't know 15, 16, 17, 18. I'm sure a lot of you out there know what I'm talking about. Don't know how they fit in society today.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it, that we can just, and you know, you have kids of school age, so you're
three
much
boys.
Closer to this
yeah.
issue than I would be at this point. But we all know, just based on the trends in education in this country, that your child, let's say in, you know, sixth grade, your sixth grade boy in a lot of jurisdictions is much more likely to hear about the need for preferred pronouns and transgender theory and gender identity theory than they are to be told by a teacher in the public school system. Men stay and take care of their kids. They're
yeah.
dads.
Yeah.
You're, you know,
it's true.
A real man is a real man who has kids stays and is a dad to them, you know,
yeah.
or a real man never lays his hand in anger on a woman. They
yes.
won't hear that in school.
That's a good point. It's
but
true.
They will hear, hey, we really need to think about whether you're actually a girl. And this is what the country has turned into right now. This is what we're facing. It's in private schools, public schools. And by the way, even in the red states,
which is why I think for a lot of dads out there listening to us right now, you have to be in charge of teaching your boys how to be men. without the benefit of society helping you in any way at all.
Entirely on dads. And I think that's why the absence.
And there's a lot of absent dads. That's why
absence of fatherhood is such a. You want to talk about a systemic problem? Absence of fatherhood in cities and you know, in communities all across the country. That's a systemic problem because it has gotten. You look 50 years ago, it basically didn't exist in
You're
any
right.
community, by the way.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, it's become so normalized as, oh, you know, dead people. Anyway, it's important. I mean, these are things people should be talking about. We think of Legacy Box when we think of a company providing a way to digitally transfer all of your family's memories captured on videotape and film. They make it so simple for you to digitize all of your aging camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures so they're preserved forever. Legacy Box has been trusted by nearly 1.5 million families already. It's a company you can rely on. Are your family's memories trapped on old tapes or film reels? Legacy Box can help you. They're so good at working with these videotapes and film reels. Old photos or slides, too. You'll be amazed at how capable their 200 technicians are at putting each of your family memories onto computer files, thumb drives, or DVDs, whatever you prefer. When you're in touch with Legacy Box, they ship you a box with a complete kit inside. Each kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments, including stickers for every item. You pack and ship the box back to them, keeping track of it through the shipping process as well as the digital transfer process. They will email you with updates along the way. Go to legacybox.com/buck to get 40% off. That's right. Right now, 40% off when you go to legacybox.com/buck. You'll feel so accomplished when this project is done. I'm telling you, I've done it. Clay's done it. Share these memories with your family. Preserve them and share them forever. Go to legacybox.com/buck, B-U-C-K, for 40% off.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you have access to potential tax benefits, and you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Labrador's core executive team has more than 190 years of combined oil and gas experience and has drilled thousands of oil and gas wells. They're dedicated to mitigating risk while providing accredited investors with sound returns. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. American energy independence is crucial for our national security and future prosperity, and Labrador Energy is leading the charge to make that a reality. Invest in U.S. oil and gas today. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The complaint was received. It was logged in right away. The ORA employees did their usual review. It went to OCI, the Criminal Investigations Unit, because there were concerns. The decision was made that the informant needed to be questioned and brought in to go over things. There were some medical issues that delayed it. I can't go into details because they're personal related to that happened. We're on record as saying it took too long. And then on top of all that, as I've already said, lack of escalation clause, it's meant the senior officials were not aware until February 10th or February 9th.
So that was Biden's FDA commissioner, Robert Califf, talking about, of course, the baby formula situation shortage that is still ongoing. You know, we saw some video. They flew in a C-130 or whatever. It was a military transport plane of some kind full of baby formula. A lot of coverage of that on CNN, but there's still shortages across the country. They're hoping it'll get taken care of in the next few weeks. There was the Biden FDA commissioner, Robert Califf, who was saying he couldn't go into detail about why it took Clay the FDA 4 months to respond to a whistleblower. So anybody who is wondering here, how could we get to a point where babies don't have the food they need to eat? Keep in mind the very real possibility that we are ruled by morons. And it has gotten a lot worse under the Biden regime. You also have the New York Times reporting that the FDA, this is the FDA chief, of course, we just heard some of his testimony there. But the Abbott Nutrition plant in Michigan was shut down in February. It had a leaking roof, water pooled on the floor, and cracks in key production equipment, according to the FDA. He said that it was egregiously unsanitary conditions in the Sturgis, Michigan plant. You know, you just think about, we have all these people that are walking around talking about how we need to make sure we don't get too, well, you know, John Kerry says, keep your eye on the prize, folks. Yeah, things are rough right now in Ukraine, but we need Vladimir Putin to be with us on climate change issues. You know, you have this whole government bureaucracy that's trying to track CO2 in the air. And apparently we've got something worthy of Upton Sinclair from back in the day going on at Abbott
Labs.
It's
a good historic reference. It's the jungle. Down on your reference.
And you sit here and you say, what can these idiots get right? Honestly, what can they do?
Here's a good question for everybody out there listening. In your entire life, have you ever been like, you know who does a really good job? Insert federal bureaucrat here. Have you ever thought to yourself, you know, we're really lucky that this person decided to spend their entire working career in the federal bureaucracy? I've never heard anybody say that, right? I've never heard. I remember one of my buddies, when we graduated from college, went to work at a big federal bureaucracy. And I remember him talking about the minute the clock hit five, it was like you couldn't even use the staircase. Because it was just a zoo. Everybody ran, immediately hit the staircase and went out.
So I was told by a lawyer. So I worked for a huge federal bureaucracy for years. Supposedly, you know, an elite tip of the spear federal bureaucracy. But the truth is, folks, a lot of coffee breaks, a lot of latte making, a lot of memo writing. I'm just going to tell you, that's the truth about the CIA. And you also had someone, I remember you told me, you got to remember that the value proposition across the board for, now I'm talking about the economic value proposition.
Yeah, right.
Is always to do the minimum to get the pay you are promised, and that is it. Now, there are people who go in, obviously serve their country in military, serve their country in a whole range of capacities where serving is part of the pay in a sense, right? Like being on mission is why
you're
there.
I'm talking about like a federal bureaucrat sitting at a desk.
Department of Agriculture, like a lot of those folks are just kind of punching in, punching out.
Yeah, and again, this is why capitalism works, right? If you have an incentive to make more money, then you're probably going to work harder at your job, right? That's just a general rule. So it doesn't surprise me, as much as I wish it did, that the FDA would completely drop the ball when it came to ensuring that we have baby formula on the shelves. And also, it doesn't surprise me that a nincompoop like Biden would be far worse. Whatever you think of Trump, do you think he would have ever allowed this situation with the baby formula to exist? Or would he have been screaming at somebody and actually made them do their job?
I think the FDA chief would have been terrified to walk in and tell the president
exactly
when it was Trump.
Right.
Sorry, sir, people can't feed their babies. Trump would have said, you're fired.
I think you're right.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.